This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A contradiction between the U.S. president and the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention director. Dr. Robert Redfield told a U.S. Senate committee that a COVID-19 vaccine could be made generally available to the American public in the second or third quarter of next year. However, in a news conference later in the day, President Donald Trump said the doctor made a mistake saying that, adding, "That's just incorrect, and under no circumstance will it be as late as the doctor said." The president has said frequently he believes a vaccine will be ready in the next couple weeks, in time for the November presidential election. The European Parliament weighed in on Belarus on Thursday in a strong way. The legislative body saying Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko should no longer be recognized as president starting in November when his term expires. The European Parliament also called on the European Union to impose economic sanctions on Lukashenko. The statement is an overwhelming show of support for pro-democracy protesters in Belarus who have rejected the results of the August election where Lukashenko said he won. Protesters and pro-democracy leaders say the election was rigged. While the European Parliament's vote is not legally binding, it carries political weight and can influence how the EU invests in Belarus or grants financial support. The U.S. Treasury issuing multiple notices of sanctions on its website Thursday. It said the United States has imposed sanctions on two entities and a number of individuals linked to Iran's intelligence and security ministry. Another notice said the U.S. imposed sanctions on two Lebanon-based companies. This is VOA News.